to have a little bit of a part two to the episode that I posted earlier this week about contributors to our mental health. I wanted to submit to you that the second part of that would be to remain in a posture of humility. There was a time that I was very, very strict about my health and wellness journey. I have a long history of health issues, whether some of that was contributed to by my mental health, I believe so, but there's no way to know for sure. However, I have been to so many doctors and just being fed up with just being prescribed things and not getting better or getting worse. I wanted to really understand my health for myself. So I did go back to school and get a degree in health, sports and health science, because I really wanted to study this. And for a time, I did feel like I was able to contribute positively by the way that I ate and by the way that I chose to move my body with exercise, and I became very disciplined. And self-discipline is a very important thing, especially for us as believers. We must learn, you know, that is a fruit of the Spirit. We can turn to the Lord to ask Him to help us. The way that I think the Bible phrases it would be self-control. But self-control and self-discipline, to me, are synonymous. We have to have control of ourselves. We must choose in a process, in a humble process, which sometimes we fall, but we get ourselves back up, and we again, we choose to submit ourselves to the Lord. We choose to take captive the thoughts, any thoughts that are lies contrary to God's word. This is all a process. Some days are easier than others, but it is a process nonetheless. So in taking that control of my body, of my health, and working towards things that I felt could contribute positively, we can always tip a little bit to one side of the extreme. And for me, it became something that I really thought I could control the outcome of my health, and that is not always true. Proverbs 16 verse 9 says, "In their hearts humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." Said in a different way, in a different translation, that was NIV. In the New Living Translation, it says, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." So it is important. It's not a contradiction, even though many may read the word and say they are finding contradictions. It's not that they contradict each other, two things that are saying opposites. It's that we need both sides of the equation. So there are other parts of the word that tell us that we should plan. We should just not, you know, run by the seat of our pants. And so it is important to do that. But we can't go either extreme. We can't just be so flexible. It's good to be flexible, of course, but we can't just be so disorganized with our life that nothing ever gets accomplished. On the other side of that, we can't become so obsessive that we then become upset at the Lord when things are not going as we planned. So that is the danger there, and I wanted to submit that to you and encourage you to strive towards contributing positively for your mental health, while at the same time remaining humble about it. I wanted to also continue with the verse in James chapter 4, verse 6 through 10. It says, "But he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says, God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." I find this verse so fascinating for many, many reasons. Struggling with depression as one of my mental health struggles throughout my life, I find it very odd that it says grieve, mourn, and wail, change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom, when many other times in scripture it tells us to choose joy, and almost seemingly like joy is much better than gloom. But here it's telling us the opposite, it seems. So again, this is one of those things that we have to have both sides of it. What I was just saying, like, it's not that they contradict each other, it's that we have to have both. We have to hold them on the scale, like a balance, as close as we can get by the Spirit of God that lives in us, that we must really press into that for balance in our lives. So in this verse, I just feel like it's calling us to remember that we have to really be humble before the Lord. That's the command here. And we have to submit ourselves. We have to deny ourselves. It says resist the devil, and certainly we must do that. But there's part of us that there is evil in us, despite what we want to think, that we're really all good. That's not what the word says. And so we must submit ourselves and not be too proud. And for us who struggle with depression, I would say that it's very hard to walk that balance, because we, at least for me in my experience, I'll say that it's something when I feel like I'm too happy, I almost get anxious. Like, what's gonna happen? I shouldn't be this happy. But our faith is not supposed to be masochistic. It's supposed to be that we find our joy from the Lord, when we're just so close to him daily, walking with him, that we receive our joy from that and not from the things that we attain with our flesh. But he does give us, in this world, he does give us gifts. Gifts that we can enjoy. And gifts that we can be happy about. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's really a struggle when we have depression, or struggle with depression rather, to really keep this concept in balance. So I think if I put at the center the Lord, if I put him first, even on the days when everything seems overwhelming and I get overwhelmed even by anxious thoughts because I'm looking too far ahead, maybe I'm looking at the rest of my day. Maybe I just woke up and I'm thinking of the rest of my day and it feels overwhelming. Like, how am I going to get through this day? Then I just humbly submit to the Lord where I am. And like this verse in James tells us, I will grieve, I will mourn, and I will wail. And that's not something I should feel terrible about. The Lord will meet us where we are. When we try to fake before the Lord in our own prayer closets, in the quietness of our heart, and we don't take that time to grieve and mourn and wail, because we're telling ourselves that, quote unquote, we're better than that, or we shouldn't feel that way, then we are not being honest before God, and we're not saying, you know what, I feel really anxious today, or Lord, I feel really anxious again. And He's so patient. He's so tender with us. He meets us where we are. I'm reading through the book of Judges right now, and I saw that when he's speaking to Gideon. I might have mentioned that in the last episode. I don't remember if I did or not, but when he was in dealing with Gideon, and so many times in the Bible, we see when he meets a person where they are, he knows how to speak to them. He knows what they need. He knows what you need. He knows what I need. And so we should not feel like we need to hide from him, because he knows it already. So I appreciated this verse in James, and I wanted to share it with you. And I hope that you will take every day to submit yourself, to remain humble, to just have that release of control, that you're contributing what you can to your mental health, but at the same time just remaining humble and just allowing the Lord to establish your steps, as it says in Proverbs 16:9. These two verses, I pray that you'll take with you and meditate on them, and just always approach your emotional well-being like this is your struggle, and this is something that you can walk with the Lord through, and He will be there with you. His promise is to never leave you, never forsake you. So when it feels too heavy to bear, He's with you. He is walking alongside of you, and if you allow Him to work through it for good, He will do that. So I hope you remain encouraged and striving towards the best that you can do this day, taking it moment by moment, but always putting His ways first. And until next time, that's all for now. Bye-bye.